Bills Insurance Agents, and Interior Design Services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Spirit Airlines is trying to reassure its customers and employees that it's business as usual at the low-cost carrier, reservations and flights not affected as the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something the White House had prohibited until now. White House Principal Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer.
This has been consistent with our approach to the entire conflict. If there are circumstances that evolve and change, we will evolve and change to meet them and to allow the Ukrainians to continue to defend their territory and their sovereignty.
President Biden attending the G20 summit in Brazil, his last as U.S. president. President-elect Donald Trump nominating Brandon Carr as the next FCC commissioner. He is a Republican who has been skeptical of big tech, accusing it of censoring some viewpoints. E. coli outbreak linked to whole and baby carrots sold at places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's and Wegmans. This is ABC News. Tens of millions of people in India are dealing with a very dirty air situation. Pollution levels in the capital of New Delhi so bad today, some schools and businesses have been closed. Non-essential trucks are being stopped. Pollution levels in some areas being measured at 50 times the recommended levels from the World Health Organization. More pro athletes are saying their homes have been hit by robbers.
Milwaukee Bucks star Bobby Portis says he's now offering $40,000 for any information leading to the return of his property. He says the men broke in while he was at a game. Police telling our Milwaukee station that crime shares similarities to recent burglaries at the home of Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley and Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley, the FBI is now helping with that investigation. The last unbeaten team in the NFL beaten the Buffalo Bills, topping the Chiefs 30-21. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. No Shave November is upon us. It's that time of year when deer hunters refuse to shave until they harvest a buck during gun season. I've never really understood that. First of all, I can't grow much of a beard, and even if I could, at my age, it would be white. But when I've tried, I've never been able to get past the first 4 or 5 days of itchiness. I have to shave because otherwise it would drive me crazier than I already am. But I also think it's just a huge superstition. I have harvested bucks even after shaving regularly, so it's really not a matter of good luck from growing a beard. Our desire for achievement should not rest on good luck charms or superstitions. We should put our faith in solid things, hard work, integrity, and righteousness. But ultimately, our faith is best placed on the rock of our salvation. There is no better achievement than to know that there is a crown of glory waiting for us in heaven, and that only comes from faith in the one who paid the ultimate price for our forgiveness through his blood shed for us on the cross. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's a much more sure thing than a November beard.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we do have an active week of weather on the way. We're tracking a low-pressure system taking shape down towards southern Kansas. It's fairly strong, pulling in plenty of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico northward. Rain is quickly lifting northward up through Missouri and into southern Iowa. That should arrive here by early this afternoon and continue off and on through tomorrow morning. Could be quite a soaking, at least an inch expected in our area. Otherwise, breezy and mild weather will linger through tomorrow. Then sharply colder conditions moving in by Wednesday, and it will certainly stay in the chilly side then right into Thanksgiving week, so our first extended taste of some early winter-like weather. There will be numerous chances of precipitation as well as frequent systems roll in from the west. Some of these could be cold enough to have some snow, possible accumulation, so get those shovels and snowblowers ready just in case. Here's that forecast now for today. Some patchy fog in a couple of spots. Otherwise, turning cloudy and breezy. Rain moving in during the afternoon from the south, a high temperature 56. Wind out of the east-southeast increasing to 10 to 20. Tonight, breezy with soaking rain, staying mild with fog possible, low at 50. Southeast wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow, rain showers ending in the morning, mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of the year, high at 58, southwest wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night, turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late, low at 33. Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, and cool, 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers, high about 40. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Isolated light rain and snow showers are possible. Low 27 with a high of 40. Friday, maybe a few sun peaks, breezy, high 41. Saturday for the gun deer season opener, pretty nice, partly cloudy, high 42. We'll have a chance of light rain and snow by Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 26 degrees. Yesterday's high was 50 here at the studios. The overnight low, 25. The record high for November 18th, 73 in 1953. Record low, 3 in 1873. Last year's high, 56, and the low, 22. Sunset will occur at 4:35 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise will be at 7 o'clock straight up. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.91 is down. No precipitation today. And again, we're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at weekend sports, a look ahead at high school events going on this week as well.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Six Rivers All-Conference football selections have been announced this week as one of its teams heads to the state finals, Potosi-Cassville. The Offensive Player of the Year was Owen Seferud of Blackhawk Warren. Defensive Player of the Year, Isaiah Groom, Potosi-Cassville. Offensive Lineman of the Year, Brady Stites, and Aiden Upana of Blackhawk Warren and Potosi-Cassville, respectively. Also, the Defensive Lineman of the Year, Brady Stites of Blackhawk Warren and Denny Espirito of Potosi-Cassville. The Coach of the Year, Mark Siegert of Potosi-Cassville, and Jake Kathman of River Ridge was named as Assistant Coach of the Year. Boscobel's Cameron Luce was a first-team all-conference offensive wide receiver. Also among the area notes, Boscobel's Cameron Luce was the second-team defensive punter of the year, and the honorable mention offense includes Landon Hastley of Boscobel and Riverdale's Gavin Kroll. The honorable mention defense from Riverdale, Brody Meese, and Boscobel's Briar Wayne and Caden Strong. And the All-Conference Sportsmanship Team, Wyatt Anderson of Boscobel and Owen Blankenship of Riverdale. Potosi-Cassville went undefeated during the year, going 7-0. Blackhawk Warren was 6-1. River Ridge 5-2. Iowa Grant 4-3. Seneca Waseca Steuben at 3-4. Pecatonica Argyle at 2-5. 1-6 for Riverdale, and Boscobel went 0-7 on the season in Six Rivers Conference football. Speaking of football, the WIAA football state title games will be played this weekend on Thursday morning at 10. Division 7, 12-1 Edgar plays 13-0 Potosi-Cassville. At 1, Division 6, Grantsburg at 12-1 plays 11-2 Lomira. At 4, Division 5 has Stratford undefeated through 13 games against 12-1 Wrightstown. And at 7, in Division 4's title game, Baldwin-Woodville at 12-1, plays 13-0 St. Catharines. From the Friday schedule, 10 o'clock, Division 3, Catholic Memorial at 11-2, plays undefeated Notre Dame. The Division 2 title game at 1 pits Rice Lake at 11-2 against 13-0 Slinger. And Bayport at 11-2 plays 9-4 Muskego for the Division 1 state championship.
We change the seasons to girls basketball. Coming up tomorrow night, season openers for many area teams. In fact, Ithaca will be traveling to Riverdale for a 7 o'clock start time. It's varsity only tomorrow night for the Bulldogs and the Chieftains. Iowa Grant is at Argyle Pecatonica. River Valley will play at Lodi to open the season, and Mineral Point at Lancaster. Darlington at Schulzburg and Highland open up the season at Richland Center tomorrow evening. It will be Seneca playing at Cashton as well in WIAA season opening games for high school girls basketball. Kickapoo will be at Hillsboro and Dodgeville at Evansville. Youth bowling on Saturday at the Phoenix Center. Jocelyn Adams had a 543 series. Abby Weigel a 245. Jocelyn Adams had the high game that day, 221. Abby Weigel with a 94. For the boys, high series, Trayton Shep a 706. Darren Kepler a 652. Caden Keller a 561. Top game, Trayton Shep with a 245. Darren Kepler at a 242. And Brady Blado with a 231, some good scores from youth bowling over the weekend. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Packers lineman Carl Brooks blocked what would have been a game-winning field goal as time ran out on Sunday in Chicago.
Can the Packers get a block here and escape Chicago with a win? 20-19 Green Bay, 3 seconds to go. They'll place it down to the left hash mark. 36-yard line, 10 to the end zone, 46-yard field goal attempt. Torrey Taylor on the hold. Scott Daly the snap. Cairo Santos for the game. Signals being called. Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is blocked.
It is blocked.
It is blocked. And the Packers have won.
Beautiful.
It is blocked.
Beautiful.
It comes up short. And the Packers have won 11 straight over the Bears. 20-19. Oh, my goodness, what a finish.
As the teams lined it up, it looked like the Bears would finally break that streak. Quarterback Jordan Love had just put his team ahead with a one-yard touchdown. Jaden Reed and Josh Jacobs also crossed the goal line, and wide receiver Christian Watson caught two long passes, gaining 150 yards on four receptions. The Packers host the 49ers coming up on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur says it's all about trying to get better each game.
It's just a mindset for me. It's just whether you got a young team, a veteran team, all you're trying to do is continue to get better each and every day and focus on what's right in front of you. And I think that's where our focus has been, just trying to find different ways to push our guys. And our guys have shown up with a great mentality and mindset and willing to work.
A little bit more on the game from the head coach of the Packers.
I thought there were some good performances, and I thought there was a lot of stuff that we got to get better at, namely in situational ball, third down in the red zone, and really on both sides of the football. So I told our guys we'll never, ever apologize for winning, and we'll take it, and we're going to learn from this. And, you know, we got a big battle next week.
Other games in the NFL, Detroit 52, Jacksonville 6, Indianapolis 28, the Jets 27, Rams 28, New England 22, Miami 34, Las Vegas 19, Minnesota 23, Tennessee 13, New Orleans 35, Cleveland 14, Pittsburgh 18, Baltimore 16, Denver 38, Atlanta 6, Seattle 20, San Francisco 17, Buffalo gave Kansas City its first loss, 30-21, and the Chargers 34-27 over Cincinnati. The Badgers led much of the game, pushing number one rated Oregon to the limit in a 16-13 loss Saturday. Wisconsin's defense was dominant. Quarterback Braden Locke connected with Will Pauling just before the half on a touchdown pass. The visiting Ducks finally took the lead back with 2 minutes to go on a 23-yard field goal. Coach Luke Fickell talked of the loss.
You know, it's an emotional shot that we've got to be able to get over, and we got to be able to get over fast because, you know, we got 2 weeks of the season left, and there's two really big weeks of the season. We knew this was going to be like an NFL schedule that was going to be shot after shot after shot, and what that means is you got to have the maturity, you got to have the discipline. When you got to have the depth as well to be able to take some of these shots and keep moving forward.
The other story out of Camp Randall and Madison on Saturday, Phil Longo was fired as Wisconsin's offensive coordinator one day after the Badgers fell to number one Oregon. This morning, I informed Phil Longo that he will no longer serve as our offense coordinator, Wisconsin coach Luke Fickle said Sunday in a statement released by the university. After continuing to evaluate the program, I decided we are not where we need to be and believe this decision is in the best interest of the team. I appreciate Phil's commitment to helping us build our program. The move comes after a slide that has dropped Wisconsin's record to 500 and has put the Badgers' streak of 22 consecutive winning seasons in jeopardy. Boise State is the only football bowl subdivision program with a longer active streak of seasons finishing above 500. Longo came to Wisconsin after a successful four-year stint as North Carolina's offensive coordinator, working with current NFL quarterback Sam Howell and Drake May, the number three overall pick in the 24 NFL draft. Doc Rivers was right. It still cost him $25,000. Rivers, the coach of the Bucks, was fined by the NBA yesterday, a day after he publicly criticized the officiating that led to the deciding points in a 115-114 loss to the Charlotte Hornets.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now. We're on the final play. There's been an incorrect call made. LaMelo Ball fell. He just fell down. Nobody was near him. Slipped on his own. We come up with the ball. The game's over.
During live play, we called illegal leg-to-leg contact, crew chief Curtis Blair told a pool reporter in remarks distributed by the NBA. During post-game review, when we looked at the play, there was no illegal contact on the play. So the Bucks lost by a point on Saturday night. Men's basketball teams at Wisconsin and Marquette are back in action Monday after posting victories Friday. The Badgers upset number 9 Arizona, 103-88, behind 41 points from transfer guard John Tanya. They welcome UT Rio Grande to the Kohl Center tonight. The challenge for Marquette is bigger as Purdue visits the Fiserv Forum. Both teams are undefeated. Golden Eagles held off Maryland on the road Friday behind 28 points from senior guard Cam Jones. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
27 degrees at WRCO Radio. It is time now for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Of all of the many hundreds of scholarly volumes on the subject, one of the most fascinating and skillfully written is a book entitled The Great Pacific War. The author was a respected naval journalist named Hector Bywater. Now, most books about the Second World War's Pacific Theater faithfully enumerate and describe the various armed conflicts, but Bywater's account offers detailed reasoning as to why the conflicts occurred and the significance of their results on the remainder of the war. The book begins years before the United States entered the fray, examines the motives behind Japan's seizure of Korea and Formosa and Manchuria. The author explains the initial exchange of diplomatic communication between the United States and Japan and how those messages brought the two countries closer to war, even though they were intended to avoid it. Hector Bywater. He points out that it was in the middle of those very exchanges that the Japanese Air Force attacked our Pacific Fleet without warning. Anyway, the Great Pacific War goes on to describe Japan's air attack on Guam, and next, Bywater tells how the Japanese laid siege to the Philippines, how the crippled Pacific Fleet permitted a particularly heavy air assault. Japan ignored adequately defended Corregidor, the author observes, and instead launched diversionary attacks before the real ones. That's how the Philippines were slowly strangled into submission. Oh, and there's a vivid description of the kamikaze strikes by the eventually desperate Japanese, and of the role of the torpedo plane, which demonstrated its superiority over the bomber as an instrument of naval combat. The author also emphasizes the incredible persistence of the Japanese. And did you know that we dropped leaflets on Japan demanding their surrender? It's all in Hector Bywater's book called The Great Pacific War. So how come? How come that knowledgeable naval journalist, Hector Bywater, neglected a significant something in his otherwise complete chronology of the war in the Pacific? Can you even imagine? He was remiss in accounting the obliteration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He failed even to mention that we dropped the bomb. He tells us only that Japan surrendered, that a peace treaty was signed, that the islands formerly mandated to Japan by the League of Nations were turned over to the United States. And that is all. But the author's oversight is understandable. You see, Hector Bywater's The Great Pacific War is a particularly impressive work, considering it was not written as a history, but as a hypothesis. Bywater died in 1940, 5 years before the atom bomb was ever dropped. And his book, which accurately relates the events of World War II in the Pacific, why, that was published in 1925, 16 years before the raid on Pearl Harbor. Now you know the rest of the story.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discussed, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Yippee! Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
100.9 WRCO.
Good Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here on WRCO. It's 27 degrees.
Just a week or two, but baby, I'm so in.
don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain. Nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet. Looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start getting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Standing room. Grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I wanna learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I wanna dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't wanna be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall.
Our trivia question of the day coming up in just a little bit from WRCO Radio. After a weekend of a Badger close loss, that was a good game, and a Packer barely win over the Chicago Bears, a very close nail biter. Somebody brought up the Chester Marco blocked field goal attempt to win the game. The Packers kicking, of course, and it fell right back into his arms, and he stumbled to the end zone for a touchdown. That was another heartbreaker for the Bears, and that was back when the Packers rarely defeated the Bears, but it did happen that year in 1980. But, you know, a win's a win. You don't get style points, that's for sure, but we aren't strutting around like Detroit fans. Detroit fans have every reason to strut around these days. They are just making a mincemeat of a lot of teams. 52 points for the Lions yesterday. Good for them. As long as they're not playing the Packers, let them go.
Cruising the town, windows down, singing songs, just driving around. My buddies think I'm crazy. Hell, I might be maybe, but that's okay, baby. What you say? Come on, fall in me, in my arms. Let me wrap you up with this southern boy charm. Hey, babe, what you say?
don't quit, girl, it's right on here. You can be my country dime, I wanna make you mine. You're so fine, I ain't lying. Don't you think it's time to fall in me, in my arms? Let me wrap you up with this southern boy charm. Hey, babe, what you say? Girl, you got a way making me wanna take the long way home. While we hugging, kissing, getting the loving turned on, southern boy charm. Hey babe, what you say? Yeah. Girl, you got a way of making me wanna take the long way home. While we're hugging, kissing, getting the loving turned on, I need you bad, you say the things you do to me. If you feel what I'm feeling, I'm a matter of that shotgun sing.
Dylan Scott and Lay It On Me from WRCO. It is 21 minutes before 9. Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Our trivia question of the day will be sponsored today
by Subway on the Sexsonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or, of course, use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Well, Jameson Parker, the famous actor, has a birthday today. Known for his role as A.J. Simon on the show Simon and Simon. But on which TV soap opera did he first gain fame? Jameson Parker, 608-647-4155 is the number. The winning answer wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center.
3.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come a looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies. Maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, or maybe south. Don't care as long as it's now. So long before it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a looking.
Jackson Dean on FM 100.9. Congratulations to Dave Donbaugh, who is the winner of trivia today. Jameson Parker, known for his role as A.J. Simon on the show Simon and Simon, but gained fame first of all in a TV soap opera known as One Life to Live. That's right. His role as Brad Vernon in the soap opera One Life to Live made him a star, and then also as A.J. Simon in the 80s TV series Simon and Simon. Francis Jameson Parker, born this day in 1947. I believe he attended Beloit College as well. among quite a few celebrities that attended college in the Badger State. So anyway, congrats to Dave Donbaugh, the winner of a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway right here in Richland Center. Try out all the new varieties of subs they have. Five Roses, Living in a Country Song. Sometimes it seems that way, doesn't it?
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
This month at Quail Run, we've got something for every craving. Start with a slice of cranberry cheesecake. It's the perfect mix of tart and sweet. For burger lovers, the bacon jam burger is stacked with pepper jack cheese and loaded with flavor. And this week's special, hearty chicken tender bowl with creamy mashed potatoes, sweet corn crispy chicken tenders, and topped with our homemade gravy. It's comfort food done right. Quail Run, deliciously local every day.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. We're coming up on 6 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and currently in Richland Center, we're up to 28 degrees, up 3 from the overnight low this morning.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available, it's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable. She's so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Diamond Rio, an unbelievable. Some things to celebrate today. It is Mickey Mouse Day. This was the day when Mickey Mouse debuted in the cartoon short Steamboat Willie back in the day, 1928. It's also William Tell Day, National Princess Day, and Push Button Phone Day. Hey, I still like to use push-button phones when at all possible. It's Apple Cider Day.
a good day to sip on a little bit of that. And last but not least, it is Married to a Scorpio Support Day. If you're married to a Scorpio, you have your day today for national support. Happy Trails time coming up. Then we'll welcome some more community friends in the studio with us. Community conversation on the morning show.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, something lighter than cut off jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Mama called and it was time to go in. I tried to find ways to make it never end. Swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Me, just help me. Something lies in the cut on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Yeah, that summer came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and a smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me. Dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are so very happy. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.